You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Imagine the most private photo of yourself posted online for anybody to see without your consent. It's called revenge porn, and soon it could become a felony in Washington state. The proposed bill would outlaw posting explicit photos of videos of someone else online with the intent to cause serious emotional distress. State Representative Jeff Morris, a Democrat from Mount Vernon, wants the law passed. He says that sometimes victims are not even aware that they're being recorded.
A cell phone sitting on a nightstand can be taking pictures or not. You know, a lot of people aren't aware of the technologies that can take these types of recordings or still photographs. Unlike the days of Polaroids where, you know, that type of thing was maybe left to divorce attorneys and private detectives, you could have a lifetime of humiliation by someone putting an intimate picture of you up on the internet.
Charlotte Laws has been called the Erin Brockovich of revenge porn. The California woman's daughter, Kayla, was a victim. Charlotte was so incensed, she worked to have California become the first state to punish people who put intimate images online without the consent of people in those images. Charlotte joins us. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. What happened to Kayla?
Well, Kayla had taken some pictures at home in her room by herself in the mirror with her cell phone, and she didn't intend to show them to anyone. One of the pictures was topless. She sent the lot from her cell phone through her email to get to her computer, and 3 months later her email was hacked, and 9 days after that the topless picture ended up on the most notorious revenge porn website called isanyoneup.com.
So how did this incident affect Kayla?
She was distraught. She was absolutely freaked out. It was something that circulated among her friends and her business associates. She almost lost her job at a restaurant where she was a waitress. She did lose an acting role over it. She was afraid that her boyfriend would find out because he was a very conservative guy, and she thought he would terminate the relationship. She locked herself in her room, and she was just didn't even want to deal with it, which is what I find most of these victims are pretty much like traditional rape victims in that they just want to shut out the world and curl into a ball and just forget about everything. It's really horrible.
Did she lose the relationship with her boyfriend over this violation of her privacy?
He never found out about it, to everybody's surprise, and then about a year later, she stopped seeing him. He only recently learned about it about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago.
So you tried to get this photo removed. What happened?
Well, the website operator refused to remove it, and I basically went into every avenue possible, from calling his attorney and his publicist and his hosting company and his internet security provider, even his ISP company in France. During all of this, I learned that one of Kayla's friends had also been hacked, and her picture had also ended up on the same website. So I realized that there was hacking going on, and I became curious as to what percentage of photos on that site had been hacked. And so I went into my own investigation, and I started contacting victims who were featured on that site, people from all over the country, and found out that about 40% of those photos had been hacked. And during that time, I also contacted law enforcement.
Well, it's horrible enough to think that someone would post something like that, but to think that someone would steal the photo in the first place and put it online is doubly horrifying. Now, you worked in California to get lawmakers to pass the first revenge porn bill in the country. And here in Washington state, there is a law that is being proposed that makes it a Class C felony to distribute private images on the internet, but it applies to people who have intent to cause serious emotional distress, end quote. What do you think about that provision?
I think that provision should be removed because obviously it's very difficult to prove intent, and with any crime that takes place, the police don't say, oh, you robbed a store, was your intent to cause severe emotional distress, because if not, we're not going to arrest you. So to me, that makes no sense. All it does is create an additional burden, an additional hurdle for law enforcement and the victim.
One problem with the internet is that you cannot recall an image. It gets reproduced. It gets passed on, even if the person who initially put it on the internet is punished. How do we deal with that?
Well, I think what we really need is we need some kind of a federal law, and because we need to be able to hold the website operator responsible, not just the person who submits the photos. And state law is never going to hold the website operator responsible because of something called the Communications Decency Act. And so, but I'm very hopeful in that this issue is really out there. There are at least a dozen states now that have introduced legislation. There are laws passed in Israel, and Australia has introduced a law, and Canada. And so it's just kind of a universal issue, and it's really catching on, and people are learning about it, and legislators are deciding to do something about it. So I'm very encouraged by that. I'm very hopeful that victims will no longer be, you know, abused and humiliated in this way.
You really put your finger on kind of the larger issue here, Charlotte, in that the federal law prohibits you going after the operator of a website, a social media website, for anything that gets posted there. You can go get the person who posted the actual photo, but the operators of social media websites are kind of held harmless by federal law. Are there any national officials who are willing to take up that issue?
Well, I've been discussing the issue with Barbara Boxer's office for probably about 6 months now. And the last time I spoke to them was about 3 weeks ago, and they said they wanted to see what happens with regards to the amendment in California. Because we passed a law last October, but it's not a very strong law, and it also has that flaw about severe emotional distress that you mentioned earlier. So we are proposing an amendment, and we are hoping to strengthen this law, and we're also hoping that Barbara Voxer and other federal legislators will be willing to take something forward.
Charlotte Laws, thank you so much for speaking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Washington State has a bill being put forward to punish those who distribute what's called revenge porn. It would outlaw posting of explicit photos or videos of someone online if you do it with the intent to cause serious emotional distress. This is The Record on KUOW.